have played it. New York, London, Paris, Munich, everybody talk about
Reaching Up with Don Fess. Don Fess.
This is Don Fess, and we're reaching up again right now. All together in 204 countries with great in-person guests and music. What's real and what's an illusion? Producer Austin Vickers of the film People vs. the State of Illusion is with us, and we're all on trial.
My name is Austin Vickers, and I'm an attorney involved in what may be the most important trial you will ever witness. And it is literally a matter of life and death. One in every 15 American children will go to jail in their lifetime. Over half of all marriages will end in divorce. Over 50% of deaths in the United States can be attributed to behavioral or social factors, the majority of which are rooted in stress. More people will die from suicide each year than from all of the world's armed conflicts combined.
We have all kinds of different stress, traffic jams, internet connections, second mortgages, single parenting, and all of those reactions to the environment produce the same physiological response.
People are so focused on the content of their perceptions that they are unaware of how those perceptions are formed and how those patterns are actually helping to create the problems in life that appear to be happening to them.
At a subtle level, one of the things that I think most creates these prison walls is what you might call our deepest habits of thought.
I think this film is important because it brings to light the reality of our illusion.
This film is important if you want to experience more love, more freedom, reconnect with who you were meant to be in this lifetime.
It's often said that people are afraid of dying. I think they're more afraid of living.
Once people realize that the prison walls are imaginary, that they're a figment of their own mind, then the escape is easy.
People vs. State of Illusion producer Austin Vickers is with me. Austin, it's been a while since we saw you and the film in Portland. How's your touring with the film been going since we last saw you?
Oh, it's going really great, Don. Thank you very much. We've been busy. We've been opening many more cities, including San Francisco, Los Angeles, Denver, and I'm just down in San Diego right now, ready for the premiere of the film here tonight.
Austin, tell us your background and how you got interested in this subject and how we all deal with reality or don't deal with it.
Well, I'm a lawyer by profession, so I started out as a trial lawyer actually in Los Angeles, and then went in-house with a Fortune 500 company where I was general counsel for one of their large divisions in Europe. And so I practiced law in-house for many years, and as a result of that experience, one of my job responsibilities was firing high-level executives. And in those conversations, when you take away somebody's livelihood after 20, 25 years of service to a company, you have a tendency to get into some very vulnerable and real conversations about the meaning of life. And it was a topic that I was already very interested in and always studied and read a lot about, you know, psychology and emotional intelligence and neuroscience and physics. And so as a result of kind of going through those personal emotional experiences and having the interest intellectually in those subject matters, I left about 12 years ago to devote my life to kind of teaching the principles of why people do what they do and how they can learn to change, essentially.
how much of what comes to us do we take in, and how much do we avoid? And how does that impact us? And is what we think we're seeing reality?
Well, we really are. When you look at the mathematics even, or the mechanics of perception, we almost can't help but be under some illusions. Like, for example, we know that in the course of any given day, you know, we receive at least a minimum of about 4 billion pieces of information through all of our senses. And what we're capable of really processing at a conscious awareness level is really about 2,000 to 3,000 thought, different kinds of thoughts on a given day basis. So when you look at that mathematically, our view of reality is closer to zero as a percentage than it is to even 1/1,000th of 1%. So what I like to tell people is that their view of reality and what they think they're seeing in the outside world around them is actually much more indicative of who they are than it is about what is actually existing or being presented in the world. So in that sense, yeah, we all operate under an illusion of sorts in terms of what we think is real or the attitudes that life presents to us. And we can choose more consciously to shift our perceptions. And that's what the film People vs. the State of Illusion is all about.
So most of us are not processing much of what we experience at all, and therefore not a whole lot of what's real.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a very, very small part of the story that we can actually ever really even process. So the question I like to ask people is, you know, how much of it are you being conscious of? And I think that's the real import of the movie, is to say to people, look, we are consciously, unconsciously perceiving and unconsciously imagining all day long. And when those unconscious imaginations and perceptions result in an experience in life that is troubling, don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. You can actually change that external experience by becoming conscious of the ways that we perceive and imagine.
The hope, the good news, is that we can change that?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. And you know, a lot of times people try to overcome their past. I think that's one of the reasons why we have so many addictions in this world, and we have so many pharmaceutical drugs, because people very often try to medicate and forget experiences in their past that trouble them. But we really don't need to do that. We actually just have to find a way to reperceive them and learn to integrate them into an experience today that serves us, as opposed to detracts from who and what we are.
Austin, so how did you approach reality versus illusion in your State of Illusion film?
Yeah, well, what I did originally was I went out and filmed the documentary side of the movie by interviewing really some of the world's leading scientists and experts in different fields. Like, for example, Dr. Candace Pert, a really brilliant woman who was nominated for a Nobel Prize in medicine around the discovery of the opiate receptors in cells, to Dr. Thomas More, who's a really brilliant psychotherapist and wrote a book called Care of the Soul, which was number one on the bestseller list for 2 years solid, to people like Peter Senge, a super heavyweight in the world of business and education. So there's a collection of experts that present their information as expert witnesses in a trial about the life of a guy named Aaron Roberts and his daughter and what happens to him as he goes to prison. And so all of the science is presented in the context of an emotionally compelling story that I think really connects people to the information that they're receiving.
Here's what Dr. Thomas More says.
Most of my work is to encourage people's imagination and to give them the strength to follow their own inner guidance and their own inner resources and source of their life. It's often said that people are afraid of dying and death. I think we're more afraid of living. We're afraid of what it would mean to really live and be a person, an individual person. To take this source of life that I think is inborn, we get it when we're born. It's deep within us, and you can tap into it, and you find the strength, and you find your identity, you find the difference between you and other people and your own path. You find all that from within you. In order to follow it does take courage, because it's going to take you in directions that people won't approve of. It will take you in directions you may be afraid of. It may take you into uncharted territory. That's very likely. If you follow this, you have a habit of following this inner resource of yours, you'll always be on the edge of your existence. You won't be sitting back in some comfortable place. You'll always be on the edge wondering what's happening next.
Somewhere a child needs your help with food, school, and health. And what if at the same time and for the same small monthly donation, you could also help many American kids and keep our voice of love and working together on the air, all for just the same $38 a month. You can do all that, but only by clicking the Compassion banner on our www.celebrateradio.com website. So be an even much bigger blessing. All three needs met for just $38 a month. Please do it today, exclusively at the Compassion banner at celebrateradio.com.
A lot of hurting in this society, in this world, maybe even some in you. But the surest way to change things is to be a blessing. Who can you help? Be a friend to. Show some love to. Be the change you want to see. Be a blessing to someone today and every day. This message from Street Cats, One Heart for Kids, and Celebrate Radio.
We will choose to be a blessing.
The character in the movie, in jail, experiences real change and transcends his circumstances as his reality changes. Are you optimistic that we can do the same and come out of illusion into reality?
I'm completely and totally optimistic about that. I mean, there is so much we're learning about the brain in the last 10 years. I mean, the concept of neuroplasticity is a relatively new concept. You know, when we were all kids, our parents said, don't ever smoke marijuana because you're born with a certain amount of brain cells, and once you destroy them, that's it. And of course, today we know that's not true. So there's an enormous amount of potential for change, and you can actually see under a microscope the formation of new neural networks occurring in the brain by learning new information in a generative way. But it's important for people to understand how that occurs. And that's one of the things that we try to present in the movie.
As we change our perception, the world outside us changes?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's the experience that a new mother has. If you ever talk to a woman who's just had a baby, often you'll hear comments like, you know, it's really weird. After I had my baby, I started noticing all these commercials on TV around baby clothes and baby diapers. And I started noticing other women with strollers all over the streets, and their total external experience begins to change. And of course, there was no change in the external world at all. All of those things existed before, but because her perception changed with the birth of her child, the external world looks like it begins to change also. And that's also true. We can go through that same experience consciously as it relates to imagination, creativity, being positive, being constructive, and can escape our mental habits, our mastery, if you will, of suffering or being critical or judgmental or negative or anything that helps to create limitations in our life from a mental perspective. And when we make those changes, what lo and behold occurs is that our external world also seems to change.
Austin, thanks much for joining us today. And in your film, People Versus State of Illusion, pointing out that change is really possible, but that it starts with our perception of ourselves and the world around us.
Thank you very much, Don. I appreciate being on the show, and we will definitely be back up in the Portland area at some point in the future, so stay tuned.
You decide which is real and which is an illusion. For more information and to see Austin's film and get the DVD, visit stateofillusion.com.
Reaching up with Don Fess. Don Fess.
You better listen. listen, my brother, 'cause if you do, you can hear their voices still calling from across the years. And they're crying across the ocean, they're crying across the land, and they will until we all come to understand. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free if one of us is chained. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free if one of us is chained. None of us are free. There are people in darkness. They just can't see the light. If we don't say it's wrong, then that says it's right. We got to feel for each other. Let our brothers know we're here. Got to get the message, send it out all loud and clear. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. If one of us is chained, none of us are free. It's the single truth we all need to see. None of us are free if one of us is chained. None of us are free.
Well, I swear to you, salvation isn't very hard to find. None of us can find it on our own. We got to join together, spirit, heart, and mind. So all the souls who are suffering know they're not alone.
None of us are free.
If you just look around you, you're gonna see what I say, that the world's getting smaller each passing day. It's time to make some changes. It's time we all realize that the truth is shining right before our eyes.
None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free if one of us is chained. None of us are free. It's the very heart of humanity. None of us are free if one of us is chained. None of us are free.
Ticking on, don't let it pass you by. It's time. It's time. The time is now for lifting souls. The time is now for letting go from your skin to your core. Draw your sword, let's be the resistance. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, it's time. Yeah, it's time. The time is now for lifting souls.
eternity. Turn your faces from finite places. Heaven's grace will set you free. The time is now for lifting souls. The time is now for letting go from your skin to your core. Let light and love come rushing through the door. It's time to make a stand, to put your heart in trade ahead from your skin to your core.
What if the same small monthly donation could sponsor a child in real need somewhere in the world, also help children in America, and keep our message of love and hope going on radio, all for the same $38 donation a month? You can do all that, but only by clicking the Compassion link at the top of our CelebrateRadio.com. Be a true blessing with all of this. Only by clicking on the Compassion link at the top of CelebrateRadio.com. Help in all these ways today.
Let them know they have a right to a free world, a safe world, a clean world.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you. Oh,
nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I've always missed, with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
This is Don Fass. Join us next weekend and keep reaching up. And be sure to tell us where you're listening. Write me at reachingupradio@gmail.com. Reachingupradio@gmail.
This is the Celebrate Radio Network.
Radio Network.
From Seattle to Paris, Bangkok to Jerusalem.